Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle, empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome to Soul Guided Living. I am Laurel Geis, and today our guest is best-selling author Deanna L. Robinson, who will be talking with us about transforming adversity into possibility as she shares her personal journey of surviving a life-threatening crisis that ultimately ignited her soul purpose. I met Deanna 2 years ago, and we became fast friends. I always call her my soul sister. And we recently participated together in the International Conscious Women Community Global Event, which was a week-long tele-summit where 24 women leaders from around the world gathered together to share wisdom and to raise money for the UN Global Women's Fund. I am thrilled that Deanna is here with us today. Her courageous journey has touched my heart, and I know that it will inspire you. So welcome, Deanna, to Soul Guided Living.
Thank you, Laurel. I am thrilled to be here with you today. This is quite an honor.
Well, there is so much for us to cover, and I have so many questions to ask you. So let's just begin. And I know that you had a medical challenge that really rocked your world. And would you tell us about your experience?
Absolutely. So, Laurel, what happened is I had just delivered my fifth baby. That's five. That tells you a little bit about me. I'm not the most practical person that's walking this earth, but I was exposed to a virus, and about 6 months later, I had extreme head pain, and it felt like my head was exploding. And my husband took me to the ER, and they scanned my head, and they actually sent me home. But what I found out about 6 weeks later is I had, in fact, suffered a cerebral hemorrhage. And it was caused from that virus. It's very rare. And from what we can tell, I'm probably, if not the only one, but one of few people that has survived a hemorrhage as a result of that virus. So it did rock my world. You're right.
And when did this happen? How many years ago was this?
So, this happened in January of 1999. And, you know, it really was devastating. That virus sat active in my system for about 10 years afterwards, for about 13 and a half years after the hemorrhage. I had not great health. And that's really part of my story, is that I kept looking externally for help. And we traveled all over the country seeking help. And I tried traditional medicine. I tried alternative things, energy healing, all kinds of modalities. And it seemed like I would take one step forward and two steps back. And it was pretty frustrating. And the thing that through my mind, the mind that was my head that was hurting so much, I kept having this thought that there was a reason that I had been spared. That, you know, there must be something that I was supposed to be doing, or I would have been called home. I would have been called to heaven. And so that was during that 13 and a half years, and yes, it's a long time, and yes, being a mom of five, I was, you know, I had a lot of responsibilities, but I didn't know how to be better, how to be healed. And then I actually met someone who is mentoring me today, and she shared with me some concepts, and there were things that I had studied prior to getting to know this woman, and it was really some foundational things that Emerson found out and Napoleon Hill, and that is that really it's within each one of us, and if we come from a vision And in my case, it was a vision of being healed. If I would come
right.
from that vision, that really would transform my life.
And so when did you start doing this work with your mentor? After the 13 and a half years, that's when you found the mentor and started doing this work about coming from a vision of health,
yes.
coming from a vision of wholeness and wellness?
Yes, Laurel, exactly. And I know 13 and a half years sounds a long time, and it was. But I will tell you, the person that I am today and how I function in life is totally different from who I was during that time. I knew that there was a longing in me, and I want to say it was a soul longing. But I kept thinking, well, once I feel better, then I can show up in a way
sure.
that I believe I was being called to. And
sure.
so I was waiting, kind of. You know, I was actively waiting. And I say kind of because during those 13 and a half years, I kept looking for health and for healing.
And, it does sound like a long time, you know, 13 and a half years. So how did you keep moving forward during that time? You know, where did you get your strength? Because that's a lot with a family and five children and this pain in your head all the time and knowing that you had that hemorrhage. You know, how did you keep moving forward?
I would say is that the main thing, I knew that there had to have been a reason that I was allowed to still live. And then I also would go back to something I was told in third grade. And my third grade teacher said something to me that was absolutely changed my life at that point in my little third grade mind, and it carried forth. And that was, she gave me a sense that I mattered, that my life mattered, that there was something special about Deanna. And so during those 13 and a half years, I kept thinking, you know, my life matters. There is something that I am to do, this calling that I could feel from my soul. And so no matter how bad it got, I thought, well, there's a reason. There's a reason I'm here. So I'm going to just keep putting my feet on the floor in the morning. I get to be here. There was gratitude towards the life. And I actually was able to twist the pain and say, at least I get to feel this pain. I get to seek help. Yeah.
Right.
So that really is what helped carry me forward.
So knowing that you mattered and knowing that there was this soul's longing, this calling that was literally nudging you and pushing you into more, you know, how did your soul purpose emerge after this 13 and a half year journey?
You know, Laurel, that's a really good question. It's funny, I didn't, you know, after I started, when I felt better, the last thing I wanted to talk about was my head. And the fact that I had suffered for 13 and a half years. But I knew there was something, right? So,
yes.
So, you know, I started networking, which is something. I mean, I was involved in the community. I had written Bible studies. I had, you know, I stayed active, which is really unusual to think of during those painful years. But I knew there was more to me. So once I felt healthy, it was like, okay, don't make me talk about my head because I just lived that. And so, but I knew there was something. And so networking, I'd meet people, and all they ever wanted to know is, oh, my gosh, oh, come here. You got to tell my friend about what happened to you. The whole time
I'm just like me, right? Just like me. I'm like, okay, you have to tell us about your journey and this, you know, terrible cerebral hemorrhage that you had. I know we keep asking you to share it over and over. But yet out of that came your soul purpose, right? What was the message or the soul guidance that came to you?
You know, okay, so that's really the million-dollar question is what was it? And I realized one day, I know, you would think it would just be real obvious. And so this is the one thing I want to say to your listeners, and I say to audiences and when I blog and I write, I share that so many times it's what just is right in front of us and so much a part of us that that is how we are to show up. So it was the fact that I knew my life mattered, and that life through the struggle, that's what mattered, okay? Yes, that I, you know, lived, that I had these five kids and all of that, but it was that the fact that I could move forward, that I could be healthy, that I could be healed, that was significant. It's also significant that I could put my feet on the floor every morning. And so through writing and all of this, one day I said, okay, I feel like I have been healed, God, and now I'm ready. And I literally asked. I said, what is it? Because at that point I had been doing some things for about a year, and I was like, really, like I still felt like I was searching. So no sooner had those words come out of my mouth than I heard personal development for dentist. And I went, oh, really? My husband's a dentist. And I thought, I don't want to work with dentists. I love my husband, but I really didn't want to work with him. And that's what came to me. And I realized that by sharing my story of that each one of us matters, that it would have a significant message for dentists. Dentists are ranked number 2 on the suicide list. They have very stressful jobs. Most people, I mean, very rarely would you say to your girlfriend, oh, I'm so excited, I'm going to the dentist today.
Right. Right. Yeah. Not something that I think I've ever said in my life.
Yeah.
That I was excited to go to the dentist, because we associate that with pain. Right?
Right.
I mean, typically,
right.
there will be some pain there, or I am in pain before I go. So getting that message, you know, personal development for dentists, is that why you founded then Dentistry? It's personal?
It is. It is. And I realized, I went online, my background is I was a paralegal, and paralegals really, what they do is they take a bunch of information, they're able to research it out and assemble it and make sense and order of it. So I spent about 6-9 months looking online and knowing my husband and talking to some of his buddies and classmates and colleagues. And then, too, we lost someone that was in practice in the same office with my husband to death by suicide. And it impacted our life. My oldest daughter dropped out of college for a semester. The community was rocked. I mean, it was pretty devastating. So firsthand, I knew the impact of suicide on the Dennis family.
And there was the message from your soul. Well,
yes.
Deanna, we're going to come back in a moment, and I want to let our listeners know that they're listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and our guest today is best-selling author Deanna L. Robinson, who's talking with us about transforming adversity into possibility as she has shared her personal journey of surviving a cerebral hemorrhage that ultimately ignited and clarified for her soul purpose. So after this short commercial break, we're going to come back and talk about a practical transformational tool that you can start to use today. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org, and reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and our guest today is best-selling author Deanna L. Robinson. And we're talking about transforming adversity into possibility as she shared with us her personal journey of surviving a cerebral hemorrhage and how after 13 and a half years she was finally healed. And at that point, she received a message about her soul purpose. And Deanna, I know in your book, Succeeding in Spite of Everything, that's just such an appropriate title for everything that you've been through. And I know that when you speak to audiences, you talk about the blessings of failure. Can you elaborate on this for me, the blessings of failure?
Absolutely, Laurel. So a lot of people, we would not associate failure as a blessing. But
right,
here's the thing,
right,
is we start off in life not succeeding. I mean, I don't know of a child that, I don't care if it is 3 months old, 6 months old, 12 months old, 18 months old, that they are put on the floor and they just pop up and start walking.
That's right. We fall down a lot. Yeah, we fall down a lot. Some of us
we
more
do.
Than others, right?
Exactly. And, you know, really, as I was developing my message, there was a lot of it, not it, and a lot more not it. And, you know, I realized people did want to hear about my story of my cerebral hemorrhage.
Yes.
They wanted to hear, oh, my gosh, so, like, how did you finally feel better? And it literally was, I decided one day to look at my calendar and schedule things out as if I would feel good and I could count on it. Because that was, up until that point, I could never count on feeling good. I could maybe have a day or two here or there, but I couldn't count on it. And so I just started scheduling things and acting as if I was healed. And that
act as if.
That's it,
Laura. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That applies to everything. You know, if you want to run a successful company and right now you're generating a couple hundred dollars a week and you're saying, gosh, I'd really like to generate, you know, six figures this year. Well, what would someone who runs a six-figure annual income company, how would they behave? What would they do? And so even though I had a lot of not its, I learned to really forgive myself. And that practice of forgiveness, and that's where my message of grace is so important. I tell people, when you hold a grudge against someone, it's going to keep you from moving forward. Well, that applies to yourself first.
Right.
You've got to first forgive yourself.
So does this tie in then to, like, releasing the negativity in our life, this theme of forgiveness?
It does. You know, it absolutely does. So we can sit and ruminate about how we messed up. And I could have sat there and said, gosh, 13 and a half years, Deanna, all you had to do was was act as if you were healed. Let me tell you, if that thought had occurred to me prior to that, right. I would have done it. But it didn't. And so part of my journey is that long time of struggle, right? And we all have times of struggle and failure. So instead of saying, oh, look at me, I'm horrible, it's like, look at me, I keep going.
That's right. And I'm stronger because of it. And
Exactly.
Out of
so
that
one of the things, it comes some real success. And so I encourage audiences every day as you're brushing your teeth at night, not surprising as a dentist wife that I would suggest it at brushing your teeth at night, but look into the mirror and just ask yourself, who do I need to forgive? And you know what? Your soul will speak to you. That day, it might be you. It may be the neighbor that you're frustrated because they decided to plant these, you know, these horrible flowers that now you're allergic to, whatever it is. Someone cut you off in traffic. Bless them. Release it. Release that negativity. Yeah.
Release it. I love that. And I know that, you know, on Soul Guided Living, we just love to share tips like that with our listeners. You know, something easy and simple that they can do and start doing right now, just right now.
Right.
So there's one, that forgiveness practice. And do you have another practice or tip or tool that you could share with us?
Laurel, you know I do, because I share this just about every single time you and I talk, and it is my gratitude practice. And this did not originate with me. I've read it in numerous books. I've heard numerous speakers talk about it, so it's not, you know, it's not Deanna L. Robinson's idea, but it is a good idea. And that is this gratitude practice. I get a smooth river stone, something that feels good in my hand.
A smooth river stone. Okay.
Yeah. And I put it on my nightside table. And so at night, before I go to bed, before I get into bed, I pick that river stone, that river rock up, I hold it in my hand, and I think about all the things that have occurred during the day that I'm grateful for. And I go through that in my mind. And then I think of what's that I'm most grateful for. And I will say out loud, thank you, my practice is God. Thank you, God, for whatever it is. Like today it might be, thank you, God, for that fun interview with my dear friend Laurel. And I'll put that river rock, that river stone back on my dresser, and I hop into bed. And all night long, my subconscious is generating gratitude and replaying all the gratitude. And we know one of the universal laws is that where gratitude vibrates, that's the same frequency as abundance.
That's right, abundance in all areas of our life. So I encourage everyone to go out and get your gratitude rock today so that you can start this gratitude practice. I know Deanna gave me a gratitude rock when I visited with her in Colorado, and I have that gratitude rock. And I love that practice because, as you said, as we go into that nighttime sleep, it's beautiful to, you know, go into that sleep state with that frequency, with that vibration of gratitude. So,
absolutely.
Deanna, you know, in bringing our time together here to a close, I wanted to ask you, you know, what is one final thought that you would like to share with our listeners today?
It would be that your life matters. No matter who's listening to this, and no matter at what point you are listening to it, whether it's live or recorded, and you hear it, your life matters. There is something that you have to offer the world that will better it, your life and those around you. And so today I'm grateful for all the people that get to hear this message, and I get to share that their life matters. Your life matters.
And that we can all succeed in spite of everything that has happened
to
us throughout our lives. So that's a beautiful message, Deanna. And I'm so excited that you were able to be here with us today. So sharing so generously your story about your cerebral hemorrhage. Thank you for telling that story again. I appreciate it. And how can our listeners connect with you? What's the best way to connect?
Well, you know, I'm on Twitter at Deanna L. Robinson, at Deanna L. Robinson. I'm on Facebook, but I also, on my website, www.deannalrobinson.com, I have a Deanna's Daily video that they can sign up for. They're not going to get, you know, hounded for a lot of different things. All I do is every single day I take a quote and I break it down. And so they get that video. It's usually less than 2 minutes, delivered into their inbox every single day. And they will get to see that in the beginning I was less than great at recording these. And I decided to go ahead and put those as part of my collection of them so people could realize, look, we all grow. And we grow into our soul's calling. Thank you, Laurel, for having me on your show today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. And I encourage everyone to go to Deanna's website and get her Deanna's Daily videos, because I've been getting them for over a year, and I love them. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Deanna. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Living and remind you to connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free soul journal. And like me on Facebook so every morning you would receive inspiration to support your journey. And join me next week when our guests will be Guy Schultz and Claudia Church, the authors of The Masterpiece Within. We are going to explore the 5 key life skills to becoming a living work of art. And I know you don't want to miss this, so join me next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern and 12 noon Pacific. And remember to visit our Vivid Life archives to listen to previously recorded shows to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeist.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's celebrateyourlife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeist.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.